And
we are in the coffin room.
Yeah. You are currently listening to, my voice is dying, to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio?
Yeah.
Yeah. In here Eastern Pennsylvania. The lamp's blocking it a bit.
Do you want me to move the lamp?
We'll move it after.
After this. All right. Okay.
I'm so hungry.
We're gonna go to Lower afterwards.
We'll get food afterwards. I still think it would have been better if we'd gotten food before.
No, because I ate all those chips earlier.
What chips?
The Himalayan salt chips.
Oh, yeah, your Himalayan pink salt chips.
They're very good.
They just tasted like regular kettle... No, is it kettle chips?
Kettle cooked? They had ridges in them, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, so, I don't know, they could be ripples or something. You know, like the Ripple brand? Like, that's the stuff we had at Lower today.
Yeah, I like those ones.
Yeah.
They taste nice. Crisps with different shapes that aren't just like a regular like Lay's or Cape Cod crisp, I think taste better.
I mean, visuals are always important.
Visuals are important in everything.
I agree.
It is really, really hot in this room.
It's an oven in here.
Yeah. It's cold outside, like at night and in the morning.
I don't understand it because the recording studio is cold in there.
The hall is a recording studio. Apparently it's cold.
It is cold in there. Remember when we walked into the back room with the drums and you were like, it's cold in here. Yeah,
this room is feels colder. A solid like 60, I don't know.
60, no, that's freezing.
60 is freezing?
For like...
Okay, 70?
For like house temperatures, yeah. Like if your house is 60 degrees, it's pretty chilly in there.
Apparently. But 70 is...
70 is like normal. Like
above 70 then.
Oh, I would. I'd say it's like high 70s.
Yeah. It is really warm, which doesn't make sense because there's windows, which don't look very secure as windows for insulating.
They're painted shut though, I think. So doesn't really get in any cold air.
That's a shame because it's really hot.
Does that fan work over there?
We'll test out if the fans work during our break. But for now, if you've never listened to our show before, which probably people listening have, but if you haven't, the reason it's called The Creative Differences is because me and Evan share creative differences.
Do we share creative differences or do we just like... Is that the
Are
right
we
going to
get back onto grammar? I thought we were avoiding grammar from now on.
We will always
regardless, the way the show works is Evan plays two songs, and then I play two songs.
And then sometimes we'll spice it up and do like 1-1-1 or something, sometimes.
But usually at the end.
Because Evan always wants to end with a song.
But up first are your two songs.
Up first are my two songs. We're going back to Laurel Canyon here with Joni Mitchell and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Do you wanna take a chance?
see stars? Do you see? Do you see? Do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I hurt you too. Then we both get so blue. I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for the key to set me free. All the jealousy, the greed is me unraveling. That was... Was it Carry On by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
Great song. Yeah.
It is. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young is good.
They're very good. What was it? There was a great... there's a great interview on... so there was this show back in like the late 60s and early 70s called the Dick Cavett Show. And it was this guy...
I think I've heard of it.
His name was Dick Cavett, obviously, and it was his show, and he interviewed like all the big faces of the time. And so he did one interview with Joni Mitchell, and then David Crosby and Stephen Stills, which was half of the group at the time.
Yeah, were also at the there. Time?
At the time, yeah. I mean, it was four of them.
Yeah, but Young was...
I mean, Young was in the group at that point, but he was sort of like, you know.
He was a man.
So bad. I love Neil Young.
He is good.
He's so great.
But I know people say Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
I know, yeah. Well, they released a few albums, just the three of them, for a while, and their first album is very famous.
It is.
But this album is also very, very famous. This is their
Which one is this?
Deja Vu.
Oh.
Very good. But anyway, there was this interview... And it was right after they had gotten back from Woodstock. Joni didn't go to Woodstock because
You liked Woodstock, didn't you?
Loved Woodstock.
I went
to Woodstock a few weeks ago with my first year seminar class, which is a 1960s class, and it was a very, very cool place. Very, very cool. Anyway, so we have some very, very interesting selections coming up for Martin. Martin, would you like to elaborate?
There may be people listening who think Christmas music in November is like sacrilege. It's not. Christmas music is great. I'm fine listening to it. Maybe not just randomly throughout the year, but at least in November, I think that's fine to listen to Christmas
music. I think it's fine to listen to it. I mean, like...
1 month just to listen to Christmas music is too little. You need at least...
There's just a feeling that goes with it.
And I haven't heard this song in a very long time. Since last Christmas, funny enough.
Everyone will recognize this one, too. It is. Anyone who's listening, you will know this song.
It is by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And boy, oh boy, I'm going to mess up the name. I think it's Sarajevo.
Yeah, I'm guessing the J.
Sarajevo.
Sound. Yeah.
But then after that is
a very different song. A very good song, I
still
will
good
say.
Song.
Very
and
great
it
song.
It is Dream On by Aerosmith, but up now is... some Christmas music.
Thank you.
And welcome back, fine listeners, to...
Fine listeners.
Well, I want to compliment them. They're listening to us.
They are all fine people.
They are all great. Just the best of the best people. But you are currently listening to Create the Common Room, also known as Creative Differences.
Either or works.
We may change it.
We probably never will.
We probably won't. Maybe yeah. Next show.
No, we won't. We would never will.
Because then like this, yeah. We'll probably keep it like this.
Yeah, I like it because then it gives people the choice to choose what they want to refer to our show as, I guess. I don't know.
That's just confusing. But that was, if you don't know that song, it's a great song. That was Dream On by Aerosmith. And everyone was telling me that as you've grown older, which we're not that old. We're not old at all, actually. You've got a more appreciative?
That is the word.
Is that a word?
That's a word, yeah.
Of the song.
Appreciative. Of Dream On, yeah. I like that. Well, what happened was, it all started when I was a child, and my brother had a birthday party, and one of his friends, Joey Mark Ferding, bought him a Aerosmith, and the album was called Just Push Play, and it was one of their newer albums. And so I listened to all, because whenever my brother got a CD, we would both listen to it like all the time.
That's adorable.
So we listened to that a lot, and then we started listening to their older stuff, Aerosmith, and they got like, I was never into them like I was when I was a kid, and I like every once in a while I'll go back and like listen to some of their stuff. They're very good band.
Whenever I think of Dream On, I always think of it. Now, I am not a music cool guy, so I'm going to mess up what I'm saying here. But I always think of it as more like of a loud song. It's not. It's pretty like toned down.
The song?
Yeah.
It's
like he's never like singing. Well, like he is. He's singing pretty loudly, but it's not like.
Well, it's a steady build-up, you know. It's definitely softer than some of our other stuff, but it's a very soft.
It's a lot softer than like I always think of it as.
It's very emotional, though, you know. It's definitely not as loud as some of their other stuff. They were a heavy band.
They were.
They're from Boston.
Were they?
Right near you? Yeah.
I didn't know they're from Boston.
Yeah.
Good old Boston.
We are an American band. I think that's a song or an album, or even a band. I have no idea, but I've heard that before.
We'll get back to you what it is after this break. the next break.
Yeah, and I might as well just introduce the next two songs. The first one is called Shatter, and the second one is Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Enjoy.
Thank you.
And welcome back to... Oh, do you want to say what that song was?
I already said what that song was.
Oh, well, you've been listening to WJOH, in case you didn't know, on their website.
Yeah, that's, you know, meld it out a bit with those two songs, I think.
And I'm gonna hype it up with my songs. But only really one of them, because the second one is a lot tamer, but only because it's a cover. So, do you want to just jump right into my songs?
Yeah, we can jump right in if you want to.
So, I'm going to talk a tad, a little bit. So,
wee bit.
The first song is well known. It is Rasputin by Boney M. Off the top of his head, Evan doesn't know it. But once you hear it, you'll know it.
All right.
It's pretty distinguished.
Okay.
And then the second song is also by Boney M. Or it was originally sung and written, I guess, by Boney M. And it is Rivers of Babylon. But... can't just play two Boney M songs in a row.
Can't do it.
So I'm gonna play the Sublime cover, which they made the song a lot more sublime. Which Evan
I made that joke.
Evan made the
several
joke
several minutes ago. Yeah.
And I said I wasn't gonna say it, but I just had to say
had
it.
Had to do it, you know.
But we're gonna play Boney M first, just to pump it up, and then go Sublime.
All right.
Thank you.
something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
That was Sublime, Rivers of Babylon.
Tough transition there. I think that song goes into another song with, you know.
It does. That whole, like, album is, like, kind of...
It totally caught us off guard, too. We were busy...
We were discussing Lizzo. Oh, I don't want to say it. But, like, someone Evan knows listens to Lizzo.
My mother.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to just announce that your mother listens to Lizzo.
My mother is listening to Lizzo.
And I'm impressed. I wasn't expecting it.
And there was a song that she wanted to, that
unfortunately,
she wants me to play.
It is unfortunately, explicit.
There are
quite.
Yeah.
There's
not
no,
quite. Not quite.
Well,
but,
I mean, there's no clean radio version.
I suppose, you know.
And we're not allowed to play it.
We're not allowed to say those words.
We're
but,
good
you know.
Students. Not allowed to play that stuff.
You know, maybe.
What do you think
maybe
of that
it'll,
song? Not your mother's song, the Sublime one.
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was good.
I think it's more up your alley than Rasputin.
I have no problem with Sublime.
I forgot how long Rasputin is.
It's very long. It's 6 minutes.
I'm so sorry. I completely forgot.
It's okay.
Long.
No, because I'm about to play a very, very, very long song.
At least that
song.
One was only like
but
2 minutes.
The next song I'm going to play is very long, but it's going to take up both of my slots because it's such a long song. But it's worth it. And I remember one of our first shows, Martin, I played another song by this band, and I remember saying before I played it, I said, I wish I could play another song from this album, but it's very long, and Martin would get very angry.
Was this
me.
The one, didn't you play like an 8 minute long one? There was an 8 and a 10 minute
oh, that was
long
a different,
one?
That, that was band? Kashmir by Zeppelin. Oh. I remember that specifically.
Is that the album where it's like a building?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
I remember that.
Yeah, Physical Graffiti. Yeah. Fantastic album. Anyway, this song is not that. It's very long.
How long?
10 minutes? 10:38.
That is long.
But it's very,
buckle,
very good.
Buckle.
I hope that all of the listeners listening enjoy this one. It's really great. The story behind it is that, well, not behind it, but like the story of recording it, they went into the studio and they literally did all of this live in one take. They said,
one take?
They said, let's try to... Oh, like, they had been playing it. Like, there was no overdubs. It was all played live. Like, they said, like, you know, they must have said, like, let's try a take of it. And they played this.
Damn.
And they were like, it's good enough.
That's... It's good enough.
Yeah.
Hey, just toss it out there. It's good enough.
Anyway, it's called Marky Moon by Television. We'll be right back.
fading.
And that was Evan's long song,
Marquee Moon. Great.
How'd they come by that name?
I'm not sure exactly, but I think it's a pretty darn good one.
Is it Marquee like M-A-R-Q-U-E?
It's not our Marquee.
Is it two E's at the end?
Yeah, M-A-R-Q-U-E-E. Yeah.
What is that type of Marquee?
I'm not sure exactly, but I think
It's either like a sign or it's like an awning.
You obviously are more informed than I am. I just think it could be neither,
and I'm going to get corrected after this.
It's a darn good name for a song and for an album. That's the title track.
That's the title of the album?
Yeah.
Good name.
Very good
name. Very recognizable.
Very great, great song. We're going to close tonight with one final
song.
With
a joint
song. This is our first ever joint song. Very, very exciting.
Very, very special.
It's a song that we've already played at several weeks ago.
It doesn't count.
Means a lot to both of us.
It's a very good song.
Means a lot to maybe one of the listeners. Who knows? Should we just jump right into it?
I would listen to this song when I want to feel like happy.
It's a very happy song.
I get happier
song.
This song. You know, it's nice and homely.
It's a very gorgeous song. Homely gives off a great hint of what we are, what the song is. It's a very, very beautiful song.
But before we play it, you've been listening to 104.9 FM, WJOH, Lafayette College Radio, here in Eastern Pennsylvania.
The song is called Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, written about Graham Nash and Joni Mitchell. They had a very, very...
I didn't know this.
Oh, you didn't know this?
No.
You don't know the story behind the whole thing? Well,
oh, no.
Well, Joni moved out to California, Southern California, and she met Graham Nash, who was a part of this folk supergroup.
Yeah.
And
they were a supergroup.
They became very heavily romantically involved, loved each other a lot, and they lived in this house, this little house in Laurel Canyon.
Did they have two cats?
They had cats, they had a garden, like this is what inspired the song, and they had one piano in there, and it's a great story where, like, it was one of Joni's first, like, major interviews for, like, a magazine or some sort of something, and the interviewer walked into the house, and Joni was baking a pie, and Nash was just, like, sitting on some, like, wooden table, and it's just a very beautiful sight, and they had this beautiful little home in Southern California, and
does it still exist?
I'm sure it does. And you know what it is, though, it's sort of bittersweet. After they broke up at a certain point, Joni left Graham, but she never sold the house. She rents it out to people because she just can't let go. She's alive.
Okay. I never know if musicians are alive or not.
But yeah, one of the
That's
most
beautiful.
Special romantic relationships in music.
And definitely. Here it is.
And here it is. This is Our House. Oh, and thank you for listening again. How many weeks has it been since
Quite
we've
a few.
Started? Several months. Anyway, we hope you enjoy our final song of the night. Wishing everybody a good night. Sleep well.
Sleep tight.
Sleep tight. It's Thursday tomorrow. We're almost there.
Almost to the weekend.
Almost to the weekend. Just to start a whole nother week again.
All right, let's just play the song.
Let's just play the song. Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Good night, everybody.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you playing your love songs all night long. Only for me. today.